Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Beautiful Thursday afternoon here in St. Louis, Missouri. I want to get directly to our guest. Greg Jarrett joins us once again, Fox News legal analyst, former defense attorney and law professor, and author of The Trial of the Century and The Constitution and Other Patriotic Documents. Greg Jarrett, welcome back. It's always good to have you here.
Oh, good to be with you, Annie. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. I want to start with the conversation surrounding the Supreme Court hearing this case that could limit a key Voting Rights Act rule. And we know that this is coming out of Louisiana, but I wanted to get your constitutionally sound explanation of why this case ended up making it to the Supreme Court to begin with, so people can get a good understanding of what we're looking at.
Well, Louisiana created race-based congressional districts to ensure the election of minority lawmakers. The state legislature did that under the guise of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that prohibits racial discrimination in voting. But in the process of doing it, creating these districts, they actually turned the law upside down, creating a racial advantage or preference that discriminates against other people. So that's not colorblind, but color conscious. And that seemed to be the prevailing opinion of a majority of justices this week during the oral arguments. They agreed that minorities must always have equal voting power, but not greater power than everybody else. And that is, you know, I think a natural extension of the Supreme Court's earlier ruling striking down affirmative action in education as having the unintended effect of reverse discrimination, which is constitutionally forbidden. The court said discrimination of any kind, whether it's black or white, is fundamentally wrong and contrary to the principles of the Constitution.
We're speaking with Greg Jarrett right now. Of course, these arguments have been made. There's some clips out there of some discussions that have taken place between those bringing the case and the justices themselves. It seems like most times you can kind of guess 3-3. You're going to have three people on an issue on one side, three justices on the other, and then there are a couple other ones. There are a few other ones there that might be in the mix to help decide this case. Have you heard anything from what's come out of this case so far that makes you feel like this is going to go one way or the other?
Well, I think the most penetrating questions were posed by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who seemed to agonize over it and seemed to be at some points in time during the oral arguments sympathetic to both sides of the case. I think in the end, he'll side with a majority, and it was pretty clear where that majority was headed. And as I say, it would be consistent with earlier rulings, particularly on affirmative action. I think the other real question that was sort of hovering over the courtroom is, what does it mean for all of the recent movements by states to gerrymander districts? The high court seemed to indicate that political gerrymandering may be permissible, which is what's going on in you know, in certain states like Texas and California and elsewhere, but not racial gerrymandering. That's where the high court is really drawing the line. And so, I mean, it's hard to reach that conclusion because the oral arguments only tangentially touched on political gerrymandering. But, you know, that seemed to me to be the logical inference to be drawn.
We're speaking with Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. We love having his voice on here when it comes to these issues. So I'm kind of thinking in my mind timeline. If they were to rule on, against the districts that are there in Louisiana, how quickly do they get redrawn? How do they get redrawn? And then also, what potential ripple effect would this have elsewhere? Are there other states saying, hey, we think we have the Louisiana thing going on where we're at, and we'd like to have that consideration as well?
Yeah, I think the high court is cognizant of the fact that time is of the essence here, because you have midterm elections coming up about a year from now. And, you know, it takes time to draw electoral maps for each state, the respective districts and so forth. And then you have to take into consideration the inevitable challenges that will be filed. And, of course, those are cases that may get, you know, fast forwarded to the Supreme Court. So, with an election upcoming and the decision really hanging in the balance, I would suspect that the Supreme Court justices will try to, you know, fast track their issuance of an opinion and a decision.
Well, we will be watching for that, certainly. We're going to shift gears here a little bit and talk about specifically James Comey, of course, has said that he's innocent. He's ready for a trial. Let's go. But it does seem as though his team is going to work hard to make sure that a trial isn't easily accessed. What are you expecting to see? What should folks like us who don't understand the legal system understand about what happens between now and the time we potentially see James Comey walking into a courtroom?
Well, I wrote a column on this for Fox News, calling it the Comey con, that he really wants to put Trump on trial. You'll recall on the day of the indictment, Comey rushed to a camera and preened like a peacock saying, "Let's have a trial." To me, it was just another pretense by, you know, phony Comey, a con job, because the last thing he wants is a trial, which became abundantly clear literally moments after he entered a plea in court. His attorneys announced that they're going to be filing motions to dismiss, claiming that the charges are vindictive and selective and retribution by Trump. So it's obvious to me that Comey's strategy is, I'm going to put Donald Trump on trial to avoid my own trial. Now, typically, that's an uphill battle for a defendant. For example, on selective prosecution under the law, he has to prove by clear evidence that the charges have an unjustified motive. But if they're justified, and a grand jury certainly thought they were, it's not a defense. Of course, the argument that Trump is, you know, a terrible villain and poor Jimmy is the innocent victim is worthy of a Shakespearean farce, given Comey's long list of lawless schemes and deceptions and abuses of power. I mean, Comey, let's not forget, invented lawfare by launching the perverted Russia hoax against Trump. So his hypocrisy and his arrogance is really quite stunning. One of the other things he's going to do, and it'll prolong any potential trial, he's going to challenge the appointment of Lindsey Halligan, who replaced the fired U.S. attorney, and Comey will argue that her appointment was a violation of the law, illegal, and so forth. This judge, because he voted to maintain in office the prior U.S. attorney, will recuse himself, and they'll have to send it to a different district to make a decision on that motion to dismiss.
Okay, so we're going to have to endure through the course of this as we march towards a trial. Last question. We're speaking with Greg Jarrett here about all of this legal, these legal headlines that are top of the news stories these days. The Letitia James mortgage fraud trial, of course, the James Comey. We've heard the FBI director and Pam Bondi talk about how much more there is to come. I don't hold my breath, but I'm interested to see what happens next. Is this lawfare? If they're pushing these charges or you know, summoning these grand juries and everything, is there a way to prove outside of the political realm that this isn't lawfare? Because it looks like it if you don't know the details or the evidence that is being brought against the Comeys and the Letitia James of the world.
Yeah, I mean, spare me the moral outrage over weaponization of the law. People like Comey and Letitia James created it, shamelessly launching their lawfare crusades, both of them, against Trump. And their personal animus drove those particular cases. The James case was ludicrous. The judgment was tossed out in a humiliation to Letitia James by the higher court. And, of course, even the anti-Trump special counsel team of partisan prosecutors found there was no collusion conspiracy. So, look, if you abuse your position of power, if you contort the law, if you twist the facts to bring a political prosecution, there are consequences to that. Comey allegedly lied to Congress. I have no doubt he did. Be up to a judge and jury to make that decision, not Greg Jarrett. As far as Letitia James is concerned, I mean, when you tell a bank that your home that you're buying is primary or secondary to get a lower mortgage, but then it's not, that's fraud. You're lying to the lender, deceiving about the financial risk. And, you know, all you have to do is look at the documents. They do incriminate Letitia James. She can hardly claim, oh, gosh, sloppy paperwork, miscommunications, because she's on record as Attorney General saying that's never an excuse under the law. So, you know, those are words that will come back to haunt her.
Yeah. I saw Michael Cohen say that a first year law student could prosecute Letitia James on with what they have going. And Michael Cohen, I don't see him out there trying to get into Donald Trump's good graces these days too much.
Yeah. It's probably the first time I've ever agreed with Michael Cohen.
Yeah, you and me both. Greg Jarrett, thank you for the time today. We appreciate you. We look forward to having you back soon.
My pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye. Greg Jarrett is a Fox News legal analyst, former defense attorney, and law professor. A great book for Christmas coming up, The Constitution and Other Patriotic Documents. Can't spread that around too terribly much. I think that's a good gift every time it's given. Thoughts or anything on what he said there?
Well, I'll just say that I have not been following the Letitia James story, but every time that I see anything about it, it's just...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Just comical.
Funny.
It is so bad because she is, you read what she's on record saying, and you're like,
she's prosecuted herself.
She has just put herself in a box. It's so bad. And knowing that she had done that while she was prosecuting and persecuting the president of the United States, Donald Trump, for the same thing is so ludicrous that I'm like, this is a ridiculous story. And I don't, I'm like, don't
you
even need
can't
to follow
believe it.
Yeah.
The B.
Right.
I vote the B. And you know, the truth of the matter is, my best guess is that Letitia James had no idea that she did this.
I don't know.
I would bet that Letitia James wasn't personally involved in trying to game the system. But she has people who do things for her that did it, which is exactly what the former president of the United States said. Like, I didn't do, like, this is, there's no grand conspiracy here, and there's also no victim. Now, she actually did defraud the people of Virginia or Maryland or wherever her other houses are. Are these people like suffering? Is there like a restitution that could be paid to make this right? Some sort of fine? I really don't care. But like, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, Letitia James. And I think you're about to win the grand prize.
And all this to save, like you said, you defrauded the state of Virginia by what, $5,000?
Is it worth it?
It's fraud for the sake of just saving that money. So it is fraud, but it's so ridiculous. It's an unbelievable story.
It's so funny. I'm sorry, Letitia James. I don't like to laugh at people, but you don't look like you're laughing, so it can't be with you.
You did it to yourself.
Yeah, you made your bed. And no one is above the law. What can I say? Be right back. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.